to the next video in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. I'm Candace Onida. Today's video is about understanding feminine and masculine. Today you will learn how to clearly describe and use the terms feminine and masculine, the true and false expression of both polarities and why they're different, and that there are similarities at the true levels of feminine and masculine. Firstly, I want to tell you a bit about how I originally perceived the feminine and how it led me to realize that simply talking about masculine and feminine was in fact way too simple and has led to a lot of confusion and misunderstanding. As a successful corporate woman in my 20s, I remember walking through the lobby of Optus Communications building. Optus was the company that I was consulting to at the time. Think big, sexy, high ceilings, elaborate corporate lift lobby with hundreds of men and women hustling to and fro inside of it. I felt strong, powerful, confident. I kind of had this strut about the way I walked. Now, I was noticing other women I considered to be pretty, weak, dependent, and frankly, a little stupid. Boy, did I judge that type of woman back then. I thought that this was what the feminine was about. And if that's what the feminine meant, I didn't want a bar of it. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I loved being an independent, capable, powerful leader in my profession, and at the time believed, very unconsciously of course, that that meant that I had to man up and compete and fight and win to succeed. That led me to exhaustion and burning out by my early 40s. And this course is the result of all of my research and experience, and that it doesn't have to be done that way at all. Looking back, I realized that in taking on the masculine pole inside myself, in my body, in my system, that I'd become blind to the realm of the feminine. And frankly, I had no role models. I had a hard, closed, unfeeling mother and a family of men to teach me. There was no evidence that there even was anything else, any other options. And then the corporate world was the macrocosm of that microcosm of my family. Corporations then, and still today, are largely built on masculine principles. To do, to compete, to fight, to win. Yes, we know this is changing for some of them, thank goodness. But in general, the business world is not built on principles of community, real teams, real collaboration, support, helping others to shine and to be successful from being in alignment with each individual's purpose and inner shining. I've always been a people watcher. I love people and find them, their motives, their choices, and their actions totally fascinating. I've been a bit of a researcher on this for the last 20 odd years. Especially through working with so many people in one-on-one private mentoring sessions. Now, what I discovered was that in the model of polarity, just talking about masculine, feminine was way too simplistic and created a lot of confusion. For example, some of the poor misinterpretations of the masculine, feminine concepts included ideas like masculine equals strong, feminine equals weak, masculine equals capable, feminine equals dependent, masculine on top, feminine under. Well, as you will soon come to see, these silly dilutions of a powerful model through which to see and experience ourselves and our life, that of polarity. I'm now going to take you through an experiential three-step process in order that you will understand what feminine, masculine truly is. Now, you're going to want to use the PDF printout that comes with this module to do these exercises today. So let's start with step number one. How do you define masculine and feminine? Now, what I'm going to get you to do right now is to simply write down descriptive words or adjectives for what you understand to be feminine and masculine. Don't filter them. Just let them roll off your pen. Don't worry if they're true or false right now, right or wrong at this stage. Let them be either neutral or charged descriptions. just a stream of consciousness, no judgment, just let the descriptive words pour out and put them under the relative headings feminine and masculine. And remember, these words are the first stage and will still be a bit vague, undefined, and maybe charged with emotion. So understand that your list is just the first step in clarifying what you will soon have mastered in this course, and then of course in yourself and your life. So right now you're going to write a list of descriptive words for feminine and masculine. So turn off the recording now to do this exercise, and I'll see you on the other side where you'll turn the recording back on. Welcome back and congratulations. This is your first step toward finally understanding feminine masculine polarity much better. So you may have written words down for the masculine like this: action, doing, violence, brightness, focus, vision, structure, results orientation, penetration, aggression, suppression, warring, fighting, winning, dominate, divisive, separation, ownership, building, selfish, cruelty, putting down, protect, presence, witness, leading, overlord, bully, brutish, commanding, discernment, exclusive, destruction, unemotional, pain, external, direct, focused, cold, closing, known, unfeeling, predator, provider, trustworthy, outwards, direction, attack, strategic, logical, precision, sharp, cutting, mind, spirit, above, sky, fire, stillness. And I want you to take in this list and start to feel the kind of responses you have to some of these words. Some may enrage you, some may awaken you, some you may not relate to very much at all. Just observe your authentic responses. Okay, so let's move on to the feminine. So you may have written down words for the feminine like this: receiving, submissive, weak, surrendering, passive, relationship, collaboration, community, experience orientation, love, kindness, care, supportive, opening, service, being, under, vulnerable, creation, birthing, nurturing, expansion, inclusive, allowing, pleasure, freedom, prey, victim, drama, greedy, selfish, bossy, passive-aggressive, emotional, unpredictable, internal, indirect, volatile, desire, manipulation, spread, below, inferior, unknown, movement, union, blurry, nature, body, inwards, sexuality, defensive, caretaker, broadness, soft, joining, feeling, touch, sensual, water, or fluid. Again, I want you to take in this list and start to feel the kind of authentic responses you have to some of these words. Some may make you angry, some may make you feel sad, some you may not relate to. Just again, observing your authentic inner responses. Well done with step one. Are you ready for step two? So step number two, how to define true and false masculine and feminine. To bring further clarity in definition, I've created a model that splits these into true and false feminine and true and false masculine. Or other ways you can say this is higher, mature, healthy or strong for the true level, or lower, immature, unhealthy or weak for the false level. But for the sake of simplification of language throughout this course, we'll call them true and false feminine and true and false masculine. True, because the higher mode represents the truest expression of that pole and its highest forms of integrity. This could also be called the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And false levels are due to the fact that the lower mode comes with a certain false note or lack of integrity. So here goes for the false descriptors. False masculine equals violence, aggression, bullying, domination, demanding, suppression, unfeeling, cold, attack. And the false feminine, manipulation, drama, bossy, greedy, volatile, weakness, dullness, shrinking, focus outwards, servitude. So here goes for the true descriptors. True masculine equals forward moving, direction, action, brightness, focus, results orientation, witness, trustworthy, discernment, predictable, penetration, building, solidity, protection, structure, and fire. And the true feminine equals creative, regenerative, opening, nourishing, supportive, depth of feeling, experience orientation, harmony, community, flow, movement, unpredictable, surrender, inner beauty, power, and water. So let's drill down a little bit further into what is the true masculine and what is the true feminine. Now, this next section can be experienced as the dynamic inside yourself or the dynamic between you and another. This model is also a profound model through which to observe polarity in life in general. The basic expression of masculine is the desire to act. The masculine force is forward moving, direct, focused and bright. It is results oriented. It is powerful, but it doesn't generate power. You might think of it as the body in the turbine of a ship. It's the part that is easy to see from the outside. The basic expression of the feminine is the desire to experience. The coal-fired engine and the very ocean that the ship sits on is the force of the feminine. It is dark, rich, deep, unpredictable, and generative. The feminine is where the power, the fuel comes from. It is the creative force that fuels the turbine of the masculine so the ship can move forward. The feminine is power. Now, without cooperation between the two, the ship is going nowhere. We all have masculine and feminine forces within us, and both need to be activated in order for us to feel whole, complete, and harmonized. To come together, the masculine and feminine must cooperate. They must work together. For starters, both of them need the creative energy of the feminine in order to get into flow. The feminine cannot access her power alone. She needs the masculine to help pull it out of her. It requires a kind of mining, and mining and penetration is the masculine's specialty. However, the feminine has a few things that the masculine does not understand. She has flows and rhythms that she needs to answer to honor, and to give space to. But cooperation is the only way. In fact, both masculine and feminine must surrender to the power of the lower. It is only in this surrender that the power that is held in the feminine can actually begin to ascend and fill up. They are surrendering to the power that exists inside of the feminine. Now, surrender comes more naturally to women than to men. We are closer to the creative source and understand how to surrender to it intuitively. And here's a tip. The more we love the space of surrender, the more the masculine comes on down and wants to serve and protect the feminine in us. The feminine is very current, present, and alive with what is happening right now. What is alive right now is a great question to ask your feminine and your pussy. Asking your pussy this question is very powerful as it gets you into a relationship to your pussy that is close and real, and you start to listen to her voice, which is part of the voice of the feminine that you have not been listening to for way too long. But more on that as we work through the program. Which means that you've been out of relationship to a part of yourself that holds the keys to a great load of mystery, know-how, and ways to operate that remain hidden to us when we swing too far, too frequently into the masculine pole. The masculine goes up, the feminine goes down, 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 down deep into the depths, down into the morass. The darkness is our home. It is fertile, rich, creative, and generative. It is life, and we know how to create things, anything from there. We operate in the realm of feelings. We are comfortable in the unknown, the fertile darkness. The feminine is patient. A woman knows that the sperm that fertilizes that egg needs 9 months to grow. We know how to apply this to ideas as well as to growing children, to growing businesses, to growing tribes and our mission. We know that that seed holds the potential for a giant oak tree, a world-changing idea, a business that will change people's lives. We know heat, light, vibration. We know reality in its unformed state, prior to the addition of meaning. The feminine keeps pointing toward a feeling, an experience, rather than a result. What then is the masculine to do? He has a schedule and a destination. He sees the dangers that lie ahead. He's trying to protect her. He needs something to do. The masculine goes a little batty just sitting there staring at the flowers. He needs to know that this thing is going somewhere. Now, the magical element in the feminine nature is her ability to believe. Faith is the precursor to surrender. It has a transforming effect in and of itself. We can make just about anyone into a genius, into someone capable of doing just about anything. We do this through a simple underlying belief that they can. A turned on and filled up woman can surrender herself over to a masculine she believes in. This very surrender invites the best of the masculine to come forward, whether human or divine. It magnetizes his own intuition. Suddenly, he knows just what to do. Here, the feminine is adding agency to her surrender. She believes in him, which in turn makes him into someone she can trust enough to surrender to. A quote here by Marianne Williamson. Something amazing happens when we just surrender and love. We melt into another world, a realm of power already within us. The world changes when we change. The world softens when we soften. The world loves us when we choose to love the world. Isn't that a beautiful quote? Now, we have the power to change the space inside of us, then the space around us, then the world around us through this know-how. When the feminine, however, is turned off, on the other hand, she tries to subsidize this belief with direction and instruction. In short, she goes back to the masculine polarity inside of herself. Now, in the deepest world of the feminine, this will not serve you anymore. My story is maybe like you, one in which I spent a lot of my life swung hard into the masculine pole to build businesses, to be successful. But basically, for me, behind all of that, it was to survive. I learnt from the world that success meant to compete, to fight and win from a strong masculine but closed, shut down part of myself. I was very good at it. I was very successful. Well, according to the world's view of success, right, which is largely that I made a lot of money, I had nice things, I had investments, etc. I was a very good provider, but really I was a very good survivor. But I was in so much pain inside and knew that something important was missing. I later found out that that was my feminine know-how and power source. Well done with step two. Are you ready for step three? So step number three, the common points for true and false masculine and feminine. Let's take a little tea break and a breath. Yeah, good, good. Now, as this training is about how to make you powerfully feminine, not masculine, I'm not going to be going into great detail about the true masculine. Let's face it, we've kind of nailed the masculine, right? So you don't need a lot more help there. Suffice it to say, we're seeking to be in our true, not our false masculine, right? Now, at this point, I do want to point out that there are similarities between the true and false levels of both. Now, I wanted to pass this to you in order that this work doesn't result in you believing that the feminine is more important than the masculine, and that what we're achieving here is elevation into your true, authentic nature. A rich and healthy balance of masculine and feminine will ensue. Now, in order for us to recognize true masculine outside of us in the other, we need to be in relationship to it inside of ourselves first. So here is a list of the things in common at the true and false levels of both polarities. Now, I'm going to read the list true, false as you follow it in the PDF. So the true in command, false out of control. Leader, follower. Victorious, victim. Powerful, powerless. Effective, ineffective. Giver, taker. Generous, miserly. Caring, careless. Happy, unhappy. Creative, destructive. Optimistic, pessimistic. Open, closed. Love, fear. Self-full, selfish. From this, you can already see that the evolution that we're heading toward is the true expression of yourself, the mature and healthy inner and outer relationships. Ultimately, I'm here to encourage out of you the magic that is held inside you, the fertile ground upon which you can plant the seeds of your vision, your dreams, and your mission. Plant it deep into your feminine soil so that you grow deep, strong roots and foundations upon which to grow your life, your business, your passions, your families, and your tribe. Well done. Congratulations. So in review, what you've learnt today is how to clearly describe and use the terms feminine and masculine, and finally have clarity on what these actually mean. The true and false expression of both polarities and why they're different. You've learnt that the true expression of either polarity is because the higher mode represents the truest expression of that pole and its highest forms of integrity. And false, because the lower mode comes with a certain false note or lack of integrity. That there are similarities at the true and false levels, so that you know that you're seeking to be in the true expression of either your masculine or your feminine. Now, head on over to the Powerfully Feminine Facebook page and share one key aha that you gained from this video on understanding the true and false feminine and masculine. Great job, and I'll see you in the next video, which is called Discovering Your True and False Feminine, which is going to take you into a deep dive into your very own feminine archetypes. Great job, and I'll see you on the next video.